get caught with its pants down, if you like.
Sounds good.
Now, you're talking your pants down, it's quite appropriate. Dev in Northampton. Hi, Dr. Chris. Lots of questions to ask, but one I'm always puzzling about is this. Why is it that when I'm nervous and waiting for a big event, I always want to go to the loo? On the day of my driving test, I must have peed about 6 times in a very short time before I left the house. Hope it's not too delicate a question. Yours in Scientific Matters, Dev. This is a good question. Does this happen to you?
Maybe. No, I can't think now whether it does. Maybe you always rush off before the show, don't you? Perhaps it's
true. I've to get a coffee, Helen.
Okay.
It's true. I was thinking about this earlier, and there's a whole raft of reasons why this probably happens. One of them is that your nervous system, when you're very, very stressed about things, goes into overdrive, and part of the nervous system called the sympathetic nervous system, which is your fight or flight reaction, kicks in. And one of the things it can do is to put your blood pressure up. Now, if you don't normally have high blood pressure, when your blood pressure suddenly goes shooting up, your kidney thinks that you've got too much volume, too much liquid in your blood vessels. So it thinks, right, the way to get the blood pressure down is to produce a bit more urine, and this will actually reduce circulating blood volume. So I think what probably happens is that there's a bit of overproduction of urine because your blood pressure is up for a little while when it's not normally, and this promotes urine formation and makes you want to go to the loo more often. Plus, all your reactions are more keyed up because you're nervous, and that's what sympathetic activity does. So I think it's probably a combination of factors.
Okay, excellent. So you know at least next